Hello, good morning, super amazing visionary leaders. I hope that you are doing great today and you are opening up yourselves to the enormous possibilities that still remain in this year. These are 5 months of 2023 that can create remarkable wins for you. And you know, I always talk about wins not merely as projects we could execute, but lives we could touch, friendships we could strengthen, perspectives we could shape, a person to become, right? And that's the journey. That's the journey. It's an ongoing journey. And sometimes what your wins even look like is simply that you are stepping back and recovering, healing, and sort of nurturing yourself for the next season of your life. So whatever that means, I'm calling you to lean in and 100% make those important, you know, commitments and adjustments that help you win. Today, I just want to get onto a short conversation that I believe is an important investment in our ongoing productivity protocol, and the conversations that we've been having, the insights we've been sharing, and the commitments we've been making to strengthen our personal productivity systems. Today, let me highlight FWAG. Those of you who have been friends of the Immerse family for a long time might have heard me teach about FWAG sometimes in the past. And I'm pulling it out from the archives today simply because it's something I've continued to use in my own life, and I keep finding the enormous impact that it has on my results. FWAG is a set of is an acronym for the words energy flows where attention goes. So that's EFWAG, FWAG. Energy flows where attention goes. And today I would love to highlight the mindset for productivity, to get onto not merely the tools or the automations or the steps that help us strengthen our productivity, but also the mindset. And why is this important? In the course of my coaching women, I often find that one of the most impactful difference between people when it comes to productivity is simply how they're thinking about themselves and how they're thinking about productivity, right? And I'm throwing this into the mix, into the toolkit. I feel like it's going to be a strong highlight for some of you, maybe more than for others, but for every single one of us, 100%, let me tell you that the mindset you carry about productivity, about your tasks, about your life, about your seasons, and you know, all that you have to get done, etc., you know, your mindset impacts on the results that you get with that area of your life. So what do I mean? Energy flows where attention goes. Some of us have a really broken mindset about, you know, the way your life is organized right now. You're stressed by it. You feel like you can never fully handle all the requirements and all the tasks and all the, or would I say, responsibilities that you're faced with. So you typically release energy in the direction of overwhelm. You're constantly feeling like this is too much for one person, right? I could never get through doing this. or you're always thinking about all the help you don't have. People have a lot more help than I have. If I had a greater team, if my team members were more hardworking or excellent, you see, they were better skilled, or if I had two caregivers or domestic staff at home with me, if I didn't have such a difficult boss, if I wasn't working in such an unprofitable industry. By the way, there's no such thing, right? But we could have all these thoughts stacked up against our productivity unconsciously, and then you're wondering, why am I not winning? Why am I not thriving? Why am I not getting the results that I want? But primarily, you are laying your daily work, your tasks, and your execution plan against the backdrop of an operating system in your mind that can never help you be at your best, help you be at your optimum. Do you see this? So your energy is going in the direction of your attention. Where is your attention? Where is your mind? Where is your focus? Where is your belief? Where are your thoughts? When it comes to the matter of productivity and personal performance, when it comes to efficiency and winning at your goals, execution, accomplishment, creating order and systems with your different expressions, right? You have to lay your pursuits for productivity against the backdrop of certain paradigms. There are ways to think if you are going to thrive, right? You have to believe that you can do great things and that you can do hard things. You have to believe that the path may not always be easy, but there is wisdom that can help you own your stuff and win at it. So you need a positive conviction about what is possible, and that becomes a foundation for the next pursuits you make. You also have to reckon that a high quality, high value leader would be in high demand, and that when you are in high demand, you're going to do more work than some jetsams and loadsams. That when you transcend mediocrity into excellence, you are going to come into higher demand. And it's not because, you know, you're going to miss out on the soft life, but you're going to get an opportunity to do quality work. And it will mean that, yes, that demand will take you out of the league of mediocres who have. So if you're asking yourself all the time, why don't I have a lot of time in my hands? It's because you're high value and you're in high demand, right? And even when you feel like I am overextended or overscheduled, you can't afford to now be angry at your commitments. You just have to start to say to yourself, there's a way, and it's possible for these things to get done without me. And that's how you start to think about delegation, right? It's how you start to think about turning down on some commitments. And that's where you also get the mindset of knowing that no is a complete sentence. No is a complete sentence. There's some of us who are people-pleasing, approval addicts, and you need a new mindset if you're going to be productive. You need to actually now carry a new paradigm that says, I will not always be able to say yes, and it doesn't make me a bad person. Do you see this? Right? You need a mindset, for example, that believes that calendarizing, you know, it's not a snobbish behavior. Having to refer to your calendar and having to say, I can't commit to it because my calendar is packed, it's not that you're snobbish or you're unkind. It's just what facilitates a more productive life, right? So you need some very strong fundamental paradigms that will drive productivity. If you get the tools right, you get the systems right, you reorganize your work, you get the energy management right, you plan your time better, you use work blocking right, you get more team members, you still need some very powerful paradigms that will then under guard and will fuel the actions that you will take, right? So let me share with you a few paradigms that mark the way that I approach my tasks, the way that I approach my work systems, the way that I approach my multi-influential life. And I've shared some with you. Number one, I'm high value, and so I will be in high demand. I'm high value and I will be in high demand. I don't waste my time complaining or being overwhelmed by the fact that, well, my time is going to be in higher demand, and it means that I'm sometimes working on things that others aren't working on, and I might not have all the time for some of the things that people treat as fun, right? And there will be, so yeah, that's a big paradigm. A second big paradigm is my life is in seasons. I have high performance seasons, high recovery seasons, seasons of announcement, seasons of obscurity, and everyone is great. Everyone is fantastic for who I am becoming and where I'm going. So there will be times when I'm in the front lines and my work is, you know, is out there. Right? There'll be times when people may feel like, hey, what's DAK on about? What's she working on? I haven't heard from her in a while, and that is fine too. And I can be in the laboratory of silence because I do not need the opium of publicity, right, to be great and to do great things in life. Number three, delegation is work, and I'm willing to work it. People don't delegate and then they get frustrated because their productivity is weakened by trying to do everything. And one big reason leaders don't delegate is because they feel like, you know, I don't have great people. They won't get it done. They're going to get it done because I'm not about to do it all by myself. But that will involve a lot of training, a lot of tracking. You see a lot of teaching and a lot of trust. So you take it a step at a time, gradually, and you increase in this incremental fashion the commitments that you can put in the hands of people that you're delegating to. And always remember that delegation is not abdication. So you still have to walk with them when you set them up to help you win, right? Another very powerful paradigm that I carry in my mind is I can do great things. I can do hard things. I'm wired to win at hard things. So you won't find me easily getting overwhelmed or flustered. When I look at something I want, right, I always will say to myself, I have what it takes. And when I say that, it doesn't mean that I'm going to do it all by myself, but I know someone who can help. I know someone who can recommend, you see. And I keep driving to win 100% at this vision or assignment or project, knowing that everything I require will come from me or from someone who is happy to help me. Do you see this? And we could go on and on and on. I have a resource for you that I want you to check out today, and I'm going to be sharing that in the mastermind, okay? I will just add two more powerful paradigms that shape my productivity. And the next is I prioritize like my life depends on it, because actually my life depends on it. So I'm always asking myself, is this a priority at this time? Is this a high value target? Does this assignment, project, task, commitment, meeting help me achieve my top priorities for this quarter? And then the final paradigm I'll share with you at this time is I am fully settled into my multi-influential life. And I know you've heard me talk about that a lot. I have a keen recognition and understanding that I will flow out through my different expressions, and I'm a woman of many parts, and I'm okay with it. I don't feel crazy. I don't feel it's too much. And I use different seasons to zoom in and focus on different expressions. And that has been a blessing. So start to think again. The whole goal of this conversation today is to remind you that your paradigms propel your productivity or prevent your productivity. Your paradigms can become like a fuel, impacting on your accomplishment and achievement as far as your goals are concerned. So today and this week, we are just sort of x-raying and profiling the predominant paradigms we carry about our goals, about ourselves, about our lives, our systems, and our ability to stay productive in the face of multiple demands. Remember, FWAG, energy flows where attention goes. I will see you soon. Have a truly productive day, week, month ahead of you. And remember that now that you have a mission, you don't need permission. So go do great things.